Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. My name is Allie Ann, and today I am sharing a topic that really, really has been on my heart a lot. I have been really focusing on, I've actually received it as an assignment for a program I'm going through on how to start your business or ministry or whatever. And it's my story of transformation. So I sort of, in this episode, go through my childhood, teenage years, into my 20s, and share what God has done just in reconciling my relationship with Him, in really drawing me closer to Him, and just making me smile every time I think of Him. That might sound kind of cheesy, but so then I kind of just share a little bit about the program and the coaching that I am going to be opening up soon for ladies across the world, the U.S., wherever you guys are. I'm really excited about that, and it will all be donation only, so just whatever you feel the Lord lay on your heart, or if you just want to simply help, I mean, you can go to our website, bestillandrun.com, and sort of look at the site and everything to see if you would like to help with that. It would really help me so that I wouldn't have to make the money elsewhere. I would really be able to put my heart into serving the girls God brings me. And then also another way would definitely be to share. If you know of somebody who would like to be in the program or who may benefit from it, please send them over to our website. There is an evaluation form to see if they would be a good fit for the program. And then if they're accepted, we'll sign them up for when the groups open up. So yeah, I am just stoked. I am so excited for you guys. I've seen the transformation in my life. I've seen it through other people who are doing the same kind of program, but just a different approach. I've seen some girls I'm working with, just their little bit of growth in taking the program, but not necessarily the coaching yet. But yeah, so I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I hope you enjoy my story that I share with you today. Hey y'all. So I am stoked to share this episode with you guys because I really feel like it is a game changer and it can really alter your relationship with God and start you on a journey that you didn't think was possible. When I was growing up, I knew the gospel. I'm pretty sure I was saved. Just because I had no one, since my family was newly saved as well, and there was no like real godly examples around us. I think it took me a long time to grow in my faith. But I do remember I would pray and I would read the Bible. And one thing from my childhood that really stands out is when I used to show horses, I had ribbons above. I had like this really long 8-foot closet. They had sliding doors. I had all of my ribbons that I had won in the shows lined above it. And I have this thing where everything needs to be like even on both sides or whatever, and so there was room for one more ribbon at the top to where it would be even and it would look nice and there would be no gaps or weird angles or whatever. And I had not won a ribbon with the horse that I was riding at that time. I had won all the other ribbons with a horse I had been taking lessons on for a few years. And so I just remember praying. I was going into a show very soon. And I was like, Lord, can you just give me one ribbon with him? Because I kind of need like that space above my closet to be full. It kind of looks weird. And so I remember going into the show and I signed up for these different things and it was funny. So they have five place ribbons, so like first, second, third, all the way to fifth. And there was actually only five people that had signed up for one of the classes I had. Or, yeah, I guess they were called classes. So I got fifth place in that class before I ended up not signing up for any more because my horse started limping around and I was sort of worried about him with being lame and everything. But I just remember putting that ribbon up there and like really thanking God. And that was really kind of the only miracle type thing until I really felt like God was saying I would own a horse before I was 16. And that horse was actually the one that my parents had bought for me at the time. And it was before I was 16. That's a whole story in itself. But anyway, so just throughout my teen years, I was really into horses and I started writing like this program for girls that I wanted to like get them meditating and memorizing on scripture and just using horses and lessons, and I wanted to train horses for people and eventually be like a barn owner. And that was really a strong desire on my heart, was I really wanted to do that. So I ended up writing this program and I took my sister and a girl through it to see how it would go. And I remember we would always pray before we went out for them to take their lesson. And there was one time we actually forgot to pray because my horse is just insane. He is like has so much energy. He's an off-track thoroughbred, so like he loves to run. So we would always pray for safety before and for the horse to be calm and everything. Well, this one time we actually forgot to, and we went out and my horse was just, turning his butt in all directions and like trotting in place. And the one girl, she was like, "Hey, we forgot to pray." And I was like, "Oh." So we actually stopped right there and we prayed for safety and for the horse to calm down and for us to have fun and enjoy the lesson. And it was so funny when we said amen, and we opened our eyes. The horse was literally just standing there and very calm. It was just one of those prayer requests where you pray and you're like expecting it to be answered, but it's still a shock when it is answered. So he was very calm. He was very good for the entire lesson. And so just little things throughout my teenage years like those really kind of, I guess, started building my faith in God and everything. But also throughout that time, I was picking up different lies from different circumstances, like I'm slow and nobody loves me, nobody cares for me, just because my love language is words of affirmation, which I feel like a lot of people struggle in speaking that love language. So I feel like that was one of the reasons why I picked up those lies, because no one ever really spoke my love language, so I didn't really feel loved, even though I knew they loved me. So I picked up those along with just a bunch of other baggage and lies about who I was, who God was, what my purpose on earth was, just a whole bunch of things, along with like strongholds of bitterness and anger and lust over food, and I had a really hard time controlling my thoughts about guys, and just it was I just picked up a bunch of stuff. And Then God decided it was time to change all of that, and we had, as a family, joined an online schooling that was really based on biblical principles and things. And I had a very hard time with that, especially when they talked about music. I really liked my Christian contemporary music. I didn't want to give that up, but you had to share about how you were willing to go through the program and you were willing to be changed. And by the end of the program, I did realize that how the contemporary music made me feel was not right. So I did end up not listening to that. So just for me, that wasn't good to listen to, because it made me think on it. It was the music that I was dwelling on instead of the words or the message and everything. And it made me depend on myself rather than on God. So I just decided to quit listening to it. And so that was kind of one thing God took away, was working on, just to get me, I guess, started on listening to him and changing my ways. And then throughout the program, there's other like biblical principles, like meditating and oh, I lost my train of thought, like memorizing. And they had us memorize Matthew 5 through 7, which I think I got halfway through 6. I don't think I ever really finished. And then they also had you like memorize Romans 6 and 8. And I had done the 6, but I don't think I ever did the 8. And then they had a lot of other, like, the schooling I had for the last few years of my high school. So I really liked how they took real life examples and taught scripture through them, but that you were also learning, like doing math problems and science things and history and all these other things. And so I really liked how that combined like real life and spiritual things. But so just kind of along that journey, through that schooling program, they actually had, it was called Family Connections, to where they would travel throughout the US and they would try to get all of the families doing the same schooling program together, and like in the area or in the state or whatever. And we ended up deciding to go to that, which they had met about an hour and a half away from us. So we ended up like staying the night over that in that area and everything, and turned it like into a family vacation. And I remember in the hotel room during, like, I think it was, I don't know if it was one day or, I think it was one day. And that night I had written in my journal about how Jesus was now my friend instead of like what's that called? Like a slave leader or whatever. He actually wanted a relationship with me. And I would like to say that started me on a really joyful journey to gaining a relationship with him, but I don't want you guys to think that, because God taking our heart and transforming it, it's not really the greatest feelings that come along with that. But once you start turning more and more towards God and getting rid of all of the bitterness and the lies that are in your life, it's going to be painful, but because you're drawing closer to God, it's worth it. And at the time, I didn't know how painful it was going to be, which was probably a good thing, but I don't want you guys going into trying to be transformed or letting God transform you, thinking that it's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, but it will be worth it. I promise you that. So just know that if you do tell God you want to be more like His Son, you want to please Him, you want to be in relationship with Him, you want to reconcile your relationship with God, through Jesus, then know that it is going to be painful and it is going to be difficult. But the closer and closer you get to God, the more joy and peace and freedom you will gain, and it will be all worth it. It's just a season that you're going through, and the older you excuse me, the older you are, the more you're going to have to go through from your past. But you can, depending on how willing you are, you can go through that stuff pretty quickly. I've seen some people be able to get rid of some stuff from their past pretty quickly, and others that it takes a little bit more time. So just after this Family Connections thing, I met a girl there. She was about 25 at the time, and let's see, I would have been about 21. And I really just felt drawn to her, her love for God and her friendship. She made me feel like I was wanted. She made me feel like somebody actually cared for me. She ended up giving me her number, and her mom actually invited us to church, which would have been either the next day or 2 days later, I'm not sure. But since we were in the area, we thought about it. We ended up asking one of the people that went to that church, like what they did, just because we had been to some really crazy churches in the past. And we ended up not really deciding to go, but we ended up going. And there was something about that church that we had never experienced before. And it was that everybody cared for each other. Everybody shared their struggles and they asked for prayer. And you felt loved there, which we had never experienced before. But there was something about that group of people that just, it to me, it showed me that God actually loves me and that He actually cares for me. I had never really felt loved. I didn't really know what love was like. I honestly, at one point, thought you had to get married in order to know what love was. But thankfully, I learned that before I got married, that God was actually the love I was searching for, the love that my heart was actually longing for. And so just, I ended up becoming really good friends with that 25-year-old girl, and we actually still talk today. But she really, it took me 3 years to learn to trust her before I really started opening up about stuff and really sharing my fears and struggles and lies. And she actually ended up, I am very grateful, but I think it was like between 9 and 11 o'clock. I don't remember, but it was pretty late. I remember it was dark outside. It could have been in the winter, so I guess it may not have been late. But she went through the lies with me and shared the truth, shared scriptures. And then I ended up asking for that list so that I could just continue to go over those lies versus the truth and really get that ingrained in my heart. And then I ended up sharing a sin habit that I had, and she actually is still working on that with me. It's been about 3 years now. But just feeling the love of God and continually transforming over the last 6 years has been one of the greatest and yet most challenging things of my life. Over the last 6 years, I've prayed prayers like when Jesus was on the cross and the sin of humanity was put on Him, and because of that, God turned His face away from Jesus. Jesus was devastated by being separated from His Father, and that just really, I really clung to that, and I'm like, God, I want a relationship with you, to where when we are separated, I want it to devastate me. I want an intimate relationship with you. And just over the last few years, I feel like he has really been working on that. And it's funny, about once a year, I'm like, it can't get any better than this. And, God's always like, yes, it can. And I ended up growing closer to God and just becoming freer and freer from stuff. And just, I can't even explain the peace and the joy and the fulfillment I have now with a relationship with God. I used to almost picture God as like this judge or this old grandpa that just sat on his throne, just staring down at us, pointing his finger. And I always saw Jesus, or not always, but most of the time, I always saw Jesus as, compassionate and loving, and just he was the one that had to go to the Father and ask him to have mercy on us and everything. And one night when I was praying, I felt like Jesus took me to God and he was like, we're the same. We have the same character qualities. We both love you. We both have mercy on you. We both care about you. And I just remember imagining running into God's arms and just letting him hold me. Whereas before that, I would always imagine Jesus doing that. And just being able to have a reconciled relationship with God through Jesus. I mean, Jesus was the one who came to earth so that we could have a relationship with God. I always thought it had to be a relationship with Jesus, and God was kind of just this person off on the side or whatever. But over time, I realized that it's actually God sent Jesus to earth so that we could have a relationship with the Father. And there's actually a verse in, I think it's John 16. I can tell you what page it's on, but I can't tell you what verse it is. But it said something like, I will, or Jesus is saying, I will not pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you. And I remember seeing that and just that barrier sort of broke down and really just made it true to me that God actually wanted me and it wasn't just Jesus who loved me. And then over time, let's see, it would have been about a year ago. The pastor's wife sent a, oh, what would you call it? It was like an online Bible study type thing over the church group text. And she was like telling the ladies that she really liked it or thought about doing it or something like that. And I ended up doing it. And it was on who we are in Christ. Now, I had watched Overcomer by the Kendrick Brothers, about the girl who runs and finds out who she is in Christ, as ends up accepting Christ as her savior, and she turns her life around. Just because, and then she found out who she was in Christ, so that's when she started changing. And I also noticed recently in John 13, when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, the first few verses before that really has been standing out to me. I've been trying to memorize them right now. But it tells how Jesus knew who, I guess the context of it, Jesus knew who he was, he knew why he was on earth. He knew what, like, he knew his purpose, he knew his calling, he knew who he was, he knew where he was going, where he was from, and that really, really stuck to me because then why would the Bible say that right before Jesus washed the disciples' feet? I feel like because Jesus knew who he was and his purpose on earth and his calling, he was able to serve the disciples in a humbling way. He was able to love them. And it just, that's what I really feel like recently, is we are not able to serve and love without knowing who we are in Christ, without knowing why we're here on earth, without feeling called by God. We're all called by God. We all have a specific purpose and a plan while on earth. That's part of His whole picture. And I don't feel like we can really serve God without knowing the truth, without knowing who God is and who we are and what our purpose on earth is, having a reconciled relationship with God. I don't feel like we can actually live a fulfilled and satisfied life without knowing that. And that's actually become my focus in the reconciled coaching that I am going to be opening up for ladies, like virtually online, is because I really want to help girls get their relationship reconciled with God, that so that they can live the life that they were created to be. So we focus on, during the 14-week program, we focus on just running with God, just tasting and seeing that He is good, just really just kind of spending time with God and not having anything that we have to do, not focusing on serving other people, just really focusing on God and running with Him, just doing life with Him. So while we're washing the dishes, just washing the dishes with Him. This one girl I talked to, she was talking about how she was working in an attic, and it was just really dreary and really boring. And so she was telling God about it, and the next day, or that night, God was like, well, why don't you do it with me? And she says, so then the next day when she went into the attic, she imagined Jesus working on, I can't remember what exactly she was doing in the attic, but she imagined Jesus doing it with her. And I've experienced that a lot too, is it can make like boring, everyday, mundane tasks or really hard tasks seem a little bit more purposeful. And it gets our focus on God, which can then bring us peace, because if our mind is stayed on Him, He brings us peace. So the one thing we really focus on during the Back to the Basics program is really just focusing on the basics of running and then running with Him. So, and then that, so we kind of, in the beginning of the reconciled coaching, we go over that, and then we focus on lies. So in other words, I either give you a list of some exampled lies and then you say, yes, I have this one, or I just simply give you, like, I don't know what you would call it, just blank sheet, I guess, and you just write down all of the negative thoughts that run through your mind, and then we'll go through them and figure out which ones are lies, and then get a scripture to back them up, or not to back them up, but to, like, to go against them, and we'll work on those. And then after that, we'll go into who you are in Christ, focusing mainly on Ephesians 1 and 2. So you'll just kind of go through those two books and highlight or underline or write down everything it says you are as a child of God. And we'll just kind of write those down, and you'll go over them frequently and just really focus on running with God and running with those truths. And then we'll go into who God is, because you live life out of who you believe God is. And so we'll go over some truths sort of based mainly off of the lies that you had in the first section. And so, like, if you really feel unloved, that you probably have a lie that God doesn't really love you. So we'll kind of find a verse that stands out to you the most about love, and we'll put all of those together, and then you'll kind of go over those the same way you did in section two of who you are in Christ. And then we'll go through like different idols and strongholds you have in the next two sections of like bitterness or anger or lust or just whatever you're struggling with, because we can't be, especially idols. Well, strongholds give Satan room in your heart to work so that you're not able to fully love God. So that's why we get rid of those. And then the idols keep us from focusing and loving God. So we need to get rid of those. So just anything that you elevate above God, anything you think of more than Him, is going to be an idol that we'll kind of work on. And then in the next section, we'll be finding out what your purpose on earth is. So the Great Commission is making disciples. So that can be like a very unique, specific calling to you, just like this this coaching and this program that I'm trying to start and trying to get girls involved in. That is what my specific calling is. I feel like that is something God has put on my heart, and that's how He wants me to go out and draw people to Him. So you would then kind of daydream and go back to your desires and your what stirs you, what really lights you up, and create something. Pray about how God wants you to reach out and make disciples. And then in the next section, we'll work on just creating good habits in your life that you would want the people you're working on to live. So it could be daily scripture reading, meditation on the word, memorizing scripture. It could be exercising. It could be healthy eating habits. It could be rising early. It could be separating yourself from certain things that tear you down or draw you away from God. Just making like good habits, adding good habits to your life so that you can be a better witness for Christ, so that you can encourage others to walk with God. And then the last section is going to be putting all of that into action and actually stepping out into your calling, stepping out into why God created you, and really just keeping lies away, staying away from idols, keeping strongholds from happening in your life, and just really putting your heart into what you feel God has called you doing, while also serving others. Because for me right now, it's very hard to balance, because I am so passionate about getting this program and this coaching started, that it's very hard for me to balance my everyday other activities, like spending time with family and helping them with stuff that they need help with, and keeping my health by exercising and not snacking without really thinking about what I'm doing, and my responsibilities, working, just keeping everything in balance, which is one thing that Satan really wants us to do. He either wants us to be all or nothing. He doesn't want us to have a balance of having a little bit that eventually over time will build up. So, I mean, I've been working on this program. I actually talked to some girls through it this year, and they really enjoyed it. I really liked seeing their progress through it, and it kind of excited me to just get it out there. And I am so close to being done and opening for you guys. But it is based on running, so don't worry about it if you are a runner. If you're not and you would like to be, then it still counts for you. But that's what I build everything around on, is running, because it's such a passion of mine. And actually, as of this moment, I just stepped the other day and something popped in my knee, so I haven't been able to run for a few days. And I can't tell if I am enjoying the rest or if I am missing running, especially since it's cold. But nonetheless, running is still a passion of mine, whether it's all the time or sometimes, or running 50Ks or running a mile. I really enjoy the exertion and the getting better and seeing results and just getting out there and running with God, because that's how I got started, was when I just felt overwhelmed and depressed. I would go run and just ask God to run with me, just spending time with Him. I have this thing where I can't really move while I'm praying, like my feet, so I end up going really slow. So I'm not sure that I really prayed that much, but I do remember I played scripture a lot while I was out there, just to sort of keep my mind on Him. But so yeah, I really wanted to share those things with you guys, because you don't necessarily have to go through any kind of program. You can just go back and write down those different things that I said and just go to scripture and pray about it and work on those. And you'll see the same results as anybody else. It just may be a different approach. It may be with different tasks. It may be with different people. It's just, for me, it was easier to work with somebody else. And just in the program and the coaching, I kind of organized it to where I feel like it's building blocks. They kind of build on each other, instead of working on this and then that and then more of this and then more of that. It's actually a habit in a way. And I'm going to create some PDFs and stuff for the girls, just to make it a little bit more easier, more applicable, to actually get started and hopefully not take as long as it did me. That's my goal, but it also depends on your heart and on the girls' willingness to actually put the work in progress and actually how much of a relationship they really want with God. I mean, that also really plays a big part in it. So I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I'm guessing it's going to be in December by the time you guys listen to this one. So maybe it's snowing, maybe it's not. Don't forget to enjoy that. And I will see you guys next time. I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. I really enjoyed being able to do another one. I know it's been a long time since I actually recorded one. I think I had scheduled a few, so I'm not sure how exactly long it's been since you guys have listened, but I really enjoy recording podcasts, so I kind of missed it, and I'm glad I got to do one today. So again, if you know of anybody that would be interested in the program and coaching that we will be offering, just send them over to our website at bestillandrun.com. You can find all the information over there. I am still updating and still adding stuff, but I do have the evaluation form ready so that people can see if they want to, see if they're a good fit for the program. And I hope you guys do have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful December. It's getting so cold here. I know 20 degrees is cold. I like warmth. I don't know about you guys, but I am definitely a warm, sunny, hot type of girl. I do not like shivering at all. Never. like not even in bed. Some people really like it being cold in bed. But that is enough rambling. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next time.